podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Now, I admit that sometimes I'm a little behind the curve when it comes to some pop culture things, and especially with something like a whippet. You guys know what a whippet is?
Tell me.
No.
Tell me now.
Okay, so you don't know either.
Do you whip it real good?
Apparently, some people whip it too good.
Uh-oh.
A whippet is, well, let me tell you the story, and then you'll understand. So the story comes out of Tennessee, and is this woman who was hospitalized and then charged with DUI. She was in her SUV, and she ran over a mailbox, one of those big brick mailboxes, and took it out. Well, they found her disoriented when the police picked her up, and they found 13 nearly empty cans of whipped cream scattered around in her SUV. So apparently she was busy doing what they call whippets, which is getting high off the aerosol that's in these cans.
Oh, I thought she just liked pie.
She might.
Maybe.
I can't speak to that. Yeah. The police department spokesman said the incident highlights the dangers of misusing aerosol products.
Oh.
So I thought, what, is this really a thing now? I mean, I'm like such a sheltered white boy in the suburbs, but
I've heard of this. I think you have to hold, I don't want to explain how you do it, but
don't give a tutorial or suck the gas out of it.
And,
yeah, and apparently it's happening a lot now, and it's happening a lot with students and stuff.
Stop it, kids.
They're abusing aerosol cans.
You'll run into brick mailboxes.
This woman is 28. They say she's been arrested 10 times in the last 9 years
for whip it,
driving under the influence, violation of probation, driving with a revoked or suspended license, underage possession of alcohol.
She sounds like a peach, huh?
Well, she's quite a catch.
But 13 cans of whippet. Come on.
You know what's coming next? They're going to ban aerosol cans.
They might. Or ban whipped cream.
Well, they already do that thing. Like if I want to buy NyQuil at the grocery store, and I do the self-check for everything. If you do anything like that, you know, it sets off alarms.
Yeah. Whoop, you need an ID and a birth certificate.
They have to come over and they have to frisk me and check
to see.
Oh,
that's going to be rough on Thanksgiving if you have to do that to get your Cool Whip, right?
Right. Wait a minute.
So apparently it's going to become the same thing with aerosol cans that we're going to...
Man.
What a delicious way to get high, though, right?
Am I right?
I do too. So yesterday, I left the radio station. And I'm thinking, man, it's just a beautiful day. I got a convertible to drive for a week. So I'm going to put the top down. Mm-hmm. What could I do with this beautiful day? And then it dawned on me. Well, there's a doubleheader at Coors Field. The Rockies are playing the first place Dodgers. So I went and changed into shorts.
Oh, you went.
I drove downtown, found one of those dudes on the corner selling a ticket for $10.
What a life you live.
I'm walking in. Watched a little bit of the baseball game, did a little bit of work, because there's a lot of downtime during a damn baseball game.
Did you have a dog and a beer?
I just had the beer, no dog.
That's all right.
Yum. Sat there, and it was burning up, because I thought, man, Jeremy's going to win this 90-degree bet. I'll bet he wins the bet, because it's got to hit 90. It's so hot. Everybody who was at the stadium, and there weren't that many people, because it was a day game, makeup game, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, everybody had moved into the shade. You know, there's some people who were...
Just one little clump.
Yeah. Well, there was some people getting sunburned. And by the way, note to guys with bald or shaved heads, dude, wear a hat.
Bright red, huh?
Oh, my God. I saw like so Rudolph. Many tomato heads out there at the game. Anyway, the Rockies won that game. I hear they lost the nightcap last night, the second game. In the ninth inning, with two outs, they had an 8-5 lead. Ninth inning, two outs. And they gave up a grand slam with two outs to lose.
Well, if you're
going to
lose, that's a way to lose it.
I suppose.
Grand slam.
Anyway, so I knew it was a hot day. It was a beautiful day. And you told me, Jeremy, when you were leaving yesterday, that you might bust out the what?
The slip and slide.
I didn't even know you had one.
Well, we picked it up last summer, actually, because it was like the end of summer where Target puts on like all the outdoor stuff on clearance.
All right.
So we picked up this giant inflatable pool and this slip and slide for like, you know, $5 each, and they've just been stacked up in the garage. And the cute thing is I have a 3-year-old. They have no sense of time or weather conditions, because Reed has been bugging me since Christmas. He sees these things in the garage and he's like, can we get them out now? How about now? And I was like, dude, there's snow on the ground. Well, I promised him yesterday, we're pushing 90, so I promised him before I left for work that, you know, when I got home, we would put the slip and slide out and the pool. Slip and slide went out great. He had fun. You know, you just lay it out and hook a hose up to it. The thing I didn't expect was this freaking kid's pool. They're not like pools when we were younger, just a round plastic pool. This pool has like drafts coming out of it and a slide.
Has what
and
coming out of it?
A giraffe's head.
A giraffe?
Like multiple giraffe's heads, and then you hook the hose up to that and then it sprays out the giraffe. And it's very elaborate.
How are you saying the name of that animal? I'm sorry.
A giraffe.
You call it a giraffe?
Giraffe. Is that how it's pronounced?
Well, it's two syllables.
Giraffe?
It's a giraffe.
Giraffe? No, it's a giraffe.
Giraffe.
Like a giraffe beer. Giraffe. Giraffe.
Okay, that's
who
funny.
Who cares?
Anyway.
It's freaking elaborate, okay?
I'm sorry, I got hooked on that. I couldn't hear what else you were saying.
All right.
So it's got water coming out of the giraffe.
Giraffe. And there's a seal and a slide, and this pool's huge. Now, the thing about it is, all this has to be blown up.
Don't
okay?
you have an air compressor?
I do. Went to the truck, pulled out the air compressor, plugged it into the cigarette lighter. Air compressor doesn't work. I'm like, crap. So I go and I have a bike pump. You know, you stand on it, you
How
pump.
How many hours does that take?
It was not doing a dang thing. So then I went big time.
Maybe you had a leak in your draft.
I mean, very well could have been. I hate you right now. I've always said draft. So then I went and busted out my Craftsman, like 40-gallon air compressor. Fired that up. It's... You know, pump it up, getting ready.
The neighborhood all loses electricity.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
All the houses
with the air conditioner running. It's like, I get that pumped up and filled up. I don't have the adapter to plug into the thing to blow up the you know, it's one of those where you put your, it's got the hole and you put your mouth on and you blow into it. I don't have the adapter from the air compressor to that.
I wish I had a picture of you just now demonstrating that.
It's like, yeah, the finger in the hole. 1 hour and 20 minutes later, I had this pool blown up by my mouth.
And by now the sun is down.
By now Reed's like cold from being on the slip and slide. He doesn't want to even be in it. I'm kicking things around the backyard. I am so frustrated. So yeah, I get it blown up and he's in that pool for maybe 10 minutes and he's like, I don't want to play with this anymore. I shoved him down. I shoved him down real good and I said, you're playing in this pool, kid.
You're not coming back in the house.
No. So that was kind of my afternoon while you're living your charmed life at the Rockies game in your
fantastic.
BMW convertible.
My feet up.
And a nice cold beer. No, I'm kicking the slip and slide around the backyard.
This is yelling
at my son for no reason.
Look, this is the entertaining difference between Dom and Jeremy.
It is.
We live completely different lives.
There's you relaxing and me saying, no, it's not blown up yet.
Although I will say that there's not an adult male listening who doesn't like really those kind of pools to get your own beer at home.
Yes.
And
yes,
just lounge in the little plastic pool.
Indeed.
And your wife can yell at you and tell you to quit being a lazy slug.
You just kick back, put your feet in it, and have a cold one. Yeah, and I needed it after yesterday. And I got my toes sunburned. Man, what a day. Totally different worlds, man.
No, I like my life.
I like your life too. Jerk store.
Well, go cuddle with your giraffe and get back to me.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.